From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Indian troops cross the Pakistan border. Two Pakistani soldiers are killed. India's army said Thursday that it launched surgical strikes against suspected militants along the border with Pakistan, but Islamabad rejects the claim, calling it an incident of cross-border firing. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
India's Director General of Military Operations, Ranbir Singh, told a news conference Thursday the strikes were carried out based on intelligence received concerning impending attacks.
Based on very specific and credible information which we received yesterday, that some terrorist teams had positioned themselves at launch pads along the line of control with an aim to carry out infiltration and terrorist strikes in Jammu and Kashmir and various other metros in our country. The Indian Army conducted surgical strikes last night at these launch pads.
The strikes come in the wake of a militant attack on an Indian Army base earlier this month in Kashmir that killed 18 soldiers. Pakistan's defense ministry called the action a direct violation of the ceasefire agreement between the two countries. They promised a tough response if it happens again. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Pakistan also reports two of its soldiers died. Sudan's government has carried out at least 30 likely chemical weapons attacks in the Jebel Mara area of Darfur since January, using what two experts concluded was a probable blister agent. That according to Amnesty International. The Sudanese UN ambassador Omar Dahab Fadi Mohammed said in a statement that the Amnesty report was utterly unfounded. This is VOA News. Hundreds of wounded need evacuation from besieged eastern Aleppo, where medical supplies are running low and there are only rations for a quarter of the population. That according to the United Nations Deputy Syria Envoy, Ramzi Ezzeldin Ramzi. Ramzi speaking to reporters in Geneva after the weekly meeting of the humanitarian task force called for Russia and the United States to resurrect their cessation of hostilities agreement of September 19th and make it a reality once again.
Most on our mind is the need to address the very concerning medical situation. Many hospitals have been damaged by airstrikes and medical supplies are dwindling. It is estimated that as many as 600 wounded cannot be provided with adequate treatment. WHO has developed possible options for such evacuations because that is the utmost priority at this point is to evacuate the wounded.
Ramzi added area residents suffer from severe shortages of water and electricity and many bakeries remain closed. The Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said Thursday he will press Russia to support efforts by the United Nations Security Council to prosecute those responsible for bringing down a Malaysian airliner that crashed over eastern Ukraine in July of 2014. Speaking to reporters in Tasmania Thursday, Turnbull said he will be relentless in pursuing justice for all of the victims who were on board the plane. Turnbull said in addition to the Security Council, where Russia has used its veto power to block action, the Netherlands could take up its own prosecution of the case. International investigators released findings Wednesday in the Netherlands, saying the plane was shot down by a surface-to-air missile that was transported into Ukraine from Russia. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte said joint military exercises of Filipino and American troops next week will be the last such drills, although his foreign secretary quickly said that decision was not final. Duterte made the comments while addressing Filipino community members in Hanoi late Wednesday night, noting that the Philippines will maintain its military alliance with the United States because they share a 65-year-old mutual defense treaty. During a two-day visit to Vietnam, Duterte said he wants to establish new trade and commercial alliances with China and Russia and that Beijing doesn't want the war games. State Department spokesman John Kirby said on Wednesday they have not received any official communication from the Philippine government on the matter. A commuter train barreled into a New Jersey rail station during the Thursday morning rush hour, causing serious damage. Initial reports say there may be 100 people injured. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.